SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Het zal voor bijna niemand als een verrassing komen. Een internationaal onderzoek heeft Sydney en Melbourne bestempeld als onmogelijk onbetaalbaar. De twee hoofdsteden stonden in de top 10 van duurste plekken om te wonen in het Demographia International Housing Affordability Rapport van Chapman University's Frontier Center for Public Policy. Premier van New South Wales, Chris Minns, heeft nu maatregelen aangekondigd, waardoor het voor in ieder geval essentiële werknemers van de staat gemakkelijker gaat worden. Zij zullen huurwoningen aangeboden krijgen tegen gesubsidieerde prijzen.
Sydney is one of the most expensive cities in the world. It's been continuously rated one of the most unaffordable expensive cities in the entire planet for housing. And as a result of that, the government's made a decision to put a significant investment in building housing for people that work for the New South Wales government. Often that is young people who are beginning their careers as paramedics or police officers or nurses or teachers. With the best of intentions, giving their professional lives to public service in the state.
New South Wales minister van planning Paul Scully zegt dat Landcom, de afdeling voor woningontwikkeling van de regering, financiering zal ontvangen voor de aankoop van maximaal 4 terreinen, waarop in de komende 3 jaar 400 nieuwbouwwoningen zullen worden gebouwd.
What this will do is provide money for Landcom to identify sites, to develop those units, to build on the work that they're doing already with build-to-rent pilots in on the south coast and in the northern rivers, which are proving to be very successful. This is Landcom doing what Landcom does best, making sure that there's housing available for workers. It was set up and since the 70s has delivered project after project after project, which has allowed thousands of people to get into homes.
Wie er precies in aanmerking komen voor deze woningen en hoe je je hiervoor kunt aanmelden, zal bekend worden gemaakt tegen de tijd dat het eerste project wordt afgerond. Premier Minns zegt dat de overheid eigenaar blijft van de woningen en dat de huurinkomsten gebruikt kunnen worden om de mogelijke toekomstige uitbreiding van het programma te helpen financieren.
A lucky few would get access to it and that'd be great for them, but if we can reach more, particularly young people, we can expand the program and effectively make it self-fulfilling. I guess it's a long way of saying we don't want this initiative to stop here. We'd love to see profits reinvested into stage 2 and stage 3 of this project. That's not really possible if we made it, for example, 0.
Ondertussen heeft premier Jacinta Allen in Victoria een plan onthuld om tegen 2051 in de hele staat 2,5 miljoen woningen te bouwen. Elk lokaal bestuursgebied zal specifieke doelstellingen krijgen. Burgemeester Jenna Davey-Burns van Kingston zegt dat gemeenten met de deelstaatregering zullen bespreken wat die dan zouden kunnen zijn. Ze zegt dat velen, zoals Kingston, al jaren bezig zijn met hun specifieke huisvestingsstrategie.
It's been a 6-year process. It's taken quite a long time because we wanted to make sure that we got the consultation with our community right. Our planning team have been working really hard to make sure that we are looking at the right types of builds, and that's something that's really important to me as mayor. When we look at that increase of buildings, we want to see places like this that create homes for people, that have the right light, that are built in the right locations in our activity centres. So we are working really hard to make sure that we can start to accommodate those bigger numbers of growth.
Hoewel de details nog moeten worden uitgewerkt, zegt de premier dat volgens het nieuwe ontwerpplan van de regering grofweg 2 miljoen huizen zullen worden gebouwd in de metropool Melbourne en nog eens 500.000 in regionale gebieden.
These targets that we're releasing today are in draft form because this is the start of the discussion with councils but also with local communities about how we can look at using every lever possible to build more homes for more Victorians, but particularly in the right places.
De premier zegt dat ze wil voorkomen dat de druk voor nieuwe woningen komt te liggen op slechts één regio of op de buitenwijken van Melbourne.
We know that there are spaces that can be opened up to build more homes so that young Victorians can have the opportunity to live close to family, live to close to where they grew up. But we also know we need to do this because it does help to take some of that pressure off families in those big growing outer suburbs of the state as well and of the city. They're currently, those outer growth areas are currently picking up all of the slack. That's not sustainable.
Victoria ervaart de grootste jaarlijkse bevolkingsgroei van alle Australische staten. Volgens premier Allan zijn deze plannen dan ook van cruciaal belang om in de toekomst aan de vraag te kunnen voldoen.
Melbourne and Victoria's population is going to grow and continue to grow significantly over the decades ahead. And we need to take a long-term view for that long-term change that is coming to our city and state.
Burgemeester David Burns zegt dat mensen zich geen zorgen hoeven te maken over de manier waarop die doelen zullen worden bereikt.
We know that it takes time for communities to really absorb some of those bigger numbers, and I can appreciate that for some people it might look a bit scary initially on paper. But what we're trying to do at Kingston is show that through our housing strategy, we've put that growth in the right places around our activity centres and making sure that some of those quieter leafy streets remain that way so that people feel that their neighbourhoods are still protected while still accommodating that growth. And I think Cheltenham is a really great example of what we've done.
Dit was een verhaal van Essem Al-Ghalib voor SBS Nieuws. In het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.